Alvin Gentry joins us on Sports Byline, the fine associate head coach of the Golden State Warriors and former head coach of the Miami Heat, the Suns, the Clippers, and the Pistons. And, of course, as most people know, Warriors are the hottest team in the NBA. They have the best record in the NBA at 24-5. Alvin, why did you take this job? You were with the Clippers last year. They had a good season. They went to the playoffs, beat the Warriors in the first round. What was the process for you to go through deciding to come to the Warriors?
Well, it was a tough decision. You know, Doc had treated me great, brought me in and made me associate head coach there. I thought we had golden opportunity to do some good things there this year especially. But, you know, I have a great relationship with Steve. I was with him in Phoenix with the Suns, and then he hired me as the head coach there after I was the interim coach. And I just felt a real closeness and a good, great relationship, working relationship with him, and just felt like this team had great potential, and it was a great opportunity for me. So I decided to come to the Bay Area, and I'm really glad that I did.
Alvin, you know as well as I do, relationships and how they work can certainly be strange. And what I mean by that, take a look at the 49ers and what happened down there with Jim Harbaugh and their general manager. What is the necessity for a head coach and an associate head coach to work together well?
Well, I think the one thing is communication. I think you just have to communicate every day, and I think you got to eliminate any small problems that you may have. And I've got a great working relationship with Steve, and I think the big thing about that is that we don't always agree on everything, but we're always united on everything. And I think that's the way it has to be if you're going to have a great working relationship with anyone, I think.
I'm going to use a phrase that I use for myself, and tell me if this applies to the NBA and your situation as well, and that is, I know what I don't know, and I listen to those that do.
I've never heard it quite put like that, but that is an excellent, excellent statement. Yes, it is.
When you look at that relationship and how it works under a game situation or in a practice situation, what is the areas that you deal with and Steve deals with? How does that relationship actually work?
Well, I think mostly, I mean, I do a lot of the stuff on the offensive side of the ball, but I think the thing that I've been most impressed with Steve is that I think this is a job that he's been preparing for the last 5 or 6 years, really. And, you know, you look at the notes that he's taken and the clips that he's put into notebooks and things like that, and you understood that he was going to be well prepared for this job. So I give advice and I give suggestions. Sometimes he uses them, sometimes he doesn't. Nothing is really personal about it, but I think he's got a great grasp onto what exactly he wants to do from that standpoint and how he wants this team to play, and he's been very, very good at the decisions that he's made.
You also have a comfort factor with him because you were the head coach of the Suns when he was the general manager. And I'm just wondering, what did you observe about him that made you feel so comfortable?
Well, I just think that he's obviously a student of the game. And when you see the way Steve approaches the game, even from announcing standpoint, he's very thorough at what he does. He's been very good at covering all the bases here, I guess is the best way to put it, with the players. The players got the ultimate respect for him, and I think everyone on our staff obviously have the ultimate respect for him as a leader.
What did you see in the Warriors when you were the associate head coach down there with Doc Rivers last season about the personnel and about what was on the floor game to game, since with the Clippers they played the Warriors a number of times?
Well, I think the big thing was is I thought you had the best young backcourt in the league, and Steph and Clay, and obviously that's held up pretty true. You know, I'm sure the people in Washington would argue with that a little bit, but I like those guys, and I like what they bring to the table. I think this is a team that had great personnel from the standpoint of what you could do defensively from just a switching standpoint, which always, I think, create problems for opposing offenses when you're able to switch a lot of things. I thought they had good, solid guys here. The character on this team was really good. And obviously, being in that series last year, I know that they're very competitive. So one of those situations where I just thought that it would be a great thing to look at and a great thing to be involved with. And you know, obviously Steve was the final decision for me. Him being here made it pretty easy for me
Alvin Gentry is with us on Sports Byline, associate head coach of the Golden State Warriors, who have the best record in the NBA at 24-5. You know, in the pro levels, there's always egos that come and play with athletes, especially if they've been successful at the college level and everything. Did you see these players as coachable? Because that doesn't seem to be a problem with this Warrior club. They seem to be pretty tight.
No. I if you look at this team and what they accomplish, and you know, and Mark Jackson did a great job here. Make no mistake about it. He did an excellent job here of establishing, you know, a really tough-mindedness defensively with this team and what they did, and they were very successful. We were trying to just come in and take it to the next level. You know, I think it's really important to understand that, you know, we need to take the next step as far as being a great team. And, you know, when you look at some of the things that we've done this year, I think we're well on our way. Obviously, there's other things that we're going to have to get better at if we're going to be one of those elite teams. But, you know, I like the path that we're taking right now.
I got to ask you a question because in a conversation I had with Dennis Johnson, we were talking about defense, and he said to me that when it comes to the fourth quarter, I want to climb inside the jersey of the guy that I'm guarding and letting him know I'm going to be there every minute of the game. And I'm just wondering, is defense more of an attitude than it is a skill level?
Well, I think it's definitely an attitude, I think. You know, I think you can be a great defensive player and not be a great player. And I think that's, as you look around the league with some of the things that have happened. Now, I was fortunate enough to have Dennis Johnson on my coaching staff, and we used to talk a lot about defense and guarding and things like that. I thought he was the best defender at his position that ever played the game, really.
Yeah, he came from a very large family, and he once told me, I said, how tough was it to play in the NBA? He says, not as tough as getting the last biscuit around the dinner table.
I've heard that one from him, too, also. He was great about things like that. He said, you better have good hands if you wanted to eat at our house.
Yeah. I see that the Warriors are 12-0 at home, and that's a, you know, that's a perfect record. But you know, winning at home is different than winning on the road. Tell me about the little nuances of the differences in that.
Well, I think, you know, obviously you have a comfort level here as far as being at home. And unfortunately, we did lose a game to San Antonio here
right
at home. But I just think that, you know, there is a stability standpoint here at home that you're able to have, which makes it a little bit different than being on the road. You know, on the road is you know, you're sleeping in different beds. Your routine is kind of disrupted a little bit depending on when shoot around or depending on if it's a back-to-back and you even have shoot around. But I think if you're going to be a great team, you've got to be able to focus through any of that stuff and all of that stuff. So what we've tried to do is create a atmosphere here where, you know, we're locked in as to what we've got to get done, the task at hand, really. And we try to make it, you know, really kind of as simple as it can be, but consistent in what we do night in and night out on the road before, as far as preparation before the game.
Let me correct myself because it is 11-1 at home this season, and that was the best since the season back in 75-76 when the team started 12-0. Well, let's talk about that backcourt. You say it's the best in the NBA. I think a lot of people would agree with you, and that comes down to the way the two players, Clay and also Steph, work together. What is it that you see, knowing this game as you do, Alvin, that makes that work so well?
Well, first of all, I think they're two very unselfish players. You know, they play to win the game, and, you know, that's their top priority. Secondly, you know, they're very skilled guys. You can, you know, both of them are unbelievable shooters. And then when you look at some of the things that they can do, Steph, even off the dribble, is just such a great shooter off the dribble. Clay has great size, has post-up ability. Both those guys like to get out and play in the open court, which is what we do. So, you know, they're just – Clay is an excellent defender, and Steph has really, really improved his defense. So, you know, they have all the qualities that it take to be a great backcourt and to be a very successful one and have the potential to win a championship.
We've got about 45 seconds before we have to break here, but when you take a look at the rest of the squad, what is it that they do, the rest of the members on the roster, that complement those two guys?
Well, we just got a great mix of players, and if you take a guy like Draymond Green, He does so many things for your team that doesn't show up in the stat book. And, you know, that's kind of a, one of those cliche things, but he really is one of those guys that just do so many things for you from a defensive standpoint, a rebounding standpoint, steals, just his presence and toughness on the court. We have a guy like Andre Iguodala who's been very successful in kind of everything that he's done in this league, another great defensive player that can do a lot of things and make great decisions out on the floor. Obviously, Andrew Bogut is one of the best big guys in this league. You know, we got to get him healthy, but a tremendous passer and the anchor to our defense. And we can go on and on and on with the guys that we play. You know, Harrison Barnes is having a great year this year.
Alvin Gentry, associate head coach with the Golden State Warriors and also the former coach of the Heat, the Suns, and the Clippers. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline.